It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Thank you, Kim Gordon. Bill, you've known me a long time.
A long time.
You don't have to say it like that.
Long, long time.
All right. When I love something, I like to gush.
Yep.
I like to gush about it.
Yep.
And I have a new favorite show that has just wrapped up its first season. It's called Downtown Shabby. I've watched it on FYI Network, but it's also on A&E, and the host, Frank Fontana, who's also on this very radio station. Hi, Frank.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Frank.
And
hi,
your nutty co-host, who I love as well, Sherry Fontana, your wife.
Hi.
Hi,
just
Sherry.
For the record, Bill introduced me as Mrs. Am
yes.
I like Frank's older grandma?
No.
Because it was Frank and
not
Mrs.
At all.
I think he meant to say mistress.
Mistress is what I meant to say. Thank you very much. No, I did. All I had on my sheet was the Fontanas, and I didn't know your first name because we can't afford a TV. We're not rich like Wendy.
Shut up. All right.
I forgive you.
This show is something I was talking to Bill about it, and Bill, you don't have a lot of house projects that are coming up.
No.
In my mind, there's always something I want better. We've been in our house 19 years. They always say, oh, live in it a while, and then you can decide what you want to do. Well, we've lived in it a while, and now we have ideas. I get so many ideas from Downtown Shabby.
Why, thank you. Yeah, it's part of the format of the show. It's entertainment, but it's also inspirational, and we want people to have a takeaway from it. You know?
There are people, though, who say, I want a new kitchen. I don't like the way my kitchen is set up.
Yeah.
And what I love about you and your design is you actually... Who was the couple you brought to the LaGrange Theater and showed them their ideas on the big screen?
The
O'Mahonies. Susan and Seamus O'Mahony, a local LaGrange family who, similar to you, lived in a home for like 19 years. It's American Foursquare. And Seamus grew up in LaGrange, went to high school there, and that theater where he took his wife for his first date and all that stuff. So we thought it was really special, and we projected their kitchen on the giant screen. Like, Amy Bill, you would have been impressed by this.
That is impressive.
To show
right?
This is what it's going to look like and to be in the theater and to look up and go, oh, my God, I'm going to be living in that?
One of our funnest, right, I would say, presentations to date.
They loved it. But the great thing is our designs are amazing, but the function that we come up with is really the key.
Mm-hmm.
Because they look great at the end of the day, but people are so amazed at how we let them into, you know, they function for the family, and that's what people really
and that's Sherry's loving. Biggest thing is focusing where I'm a big picture design dreamer. She's like reeling me back in. She's like, it's got to function for the family, Frank.
Yeah.
So
I'm
that
like,
means,
this
you know,
island won't fit here because the little kids are going to run into the corner of that. So we work together on really trying to make it awesome, but yet super functional.
Does the network ever say to you guys, hey, you're getting along too much, clash a little bit more? They want that or they don't
want
that?
They don't need to say
that. They don't need it. Just happens.
No,
it does.
I'm glad you brought that up, Bill, because I thought you would. working with your wife on a show like this, you know, and we do this in real life. We have a Fontana home renovation business, and we're doing all sorts of projects from commercial to residential, and it's what we do in our real life. And then bringing that on television with not just your wife, but your kids.
Oh yeah,
and their real projects with it. So you know, in a normal time frame, what you saw on that show, those renovations would have been easily 6 to 8 month projects for the show.
That long?
Oh yeah, we had to condense them down to basically 3 months worth of actual construction, which is insanity.
The pressure, the stress was insane.
I would think.
And if you couldn't tell, I can't hold back.
Oh,
so I can't like save it for when we're done shooting, or save it for when the kids go to sleep. I'm like, oh no, we need to talk about it right now. So there was a lot of those moments where we didn't get into it, but it was like
a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, tiny bit of pressure.
Bill, I'm sure you wake up and some days you and your wife don't agree on everything, and then
that has never happened. No,
never.
Seriously,
his
life is perfect.
Yep. I want to be Bill.
I don't.
Really?
But this is
boring.
This is good news though for whoever's house you're working on, because what normally would have taken, like you said, 8 or 9 months, all of a sudden 3 months and everything's great.
It is, but it's not. You know, because with that, the reality is that the expectations of completion, the expectations of everything being also ramped up for television. You know, so there's so much like emotion, because your home in general is just such an emotional, personal thing to have people in your space and then converting. Couple that with a camera in your face all day long. So we would literally roll up to the set and, you know, be like disagreeing on something, and literally it's like action. Oh, hey, Cher, what do you think about that cabinet? You know, and it was like, oh my God, we were just like brawling 2 seconds ago, you know, about a topic.
I know, but now on a much smaller scale, my husband and I podcasted together for a while, Snide Remarks Radio. It's still out in the internet up there. And we would save our fights for when we did the podcast, and we were nicer to one another because people were listening. So when we stopped doing the podcast, when I got back together with Bill, now my husband and I have to go to therapy because we're not nice to each other anymore because there's no cameras watching.
So maybe we should do that.
Go
That's
to therapy?
A good idea.
This will be
during the off season.
Yeah, during the off season, we'll go to
do
therapy.
A podcast. Air it out. Yeah,
you should do a podcast.
This will be great for you guys. Ask the Goslins; they'll tell you nothing's better for a family.
Of course, right?
All right. So renovations. People have ideas, and they watch your show, and it's like, wow, I could really achieve that because it gives you an idea of the cost and what to expect. And part of that what to expect is like all of a sudden you'll pull down a wall and maybe there will be asbestos or maybe there will be termites. Mm. And these are real problems that present their ugly heads while you're renovating.
Oh, yes. Sherry, we call Sherry the wrecking ball. That's been her hashtag wrecking ball, Sherry. Her passion is demolition. And she's the one who usually sticks the hammer through the wall and finds the amazing gifts that are left
so
for us.
I really get in there, and I've done this for a long time. When I had my first apartment years ago, if I wanted to change the paint, I would just go buy the paint and change it. If I wanted to change a tile, I would, you know, jack up the tile and start from scratch. So I've made a lot of mistakes along the way, but I'm the one that gets in there really and just starts knocking everything down. And I'm usually scaring the homeowner because they don't expect it. And then they're looking at me like, what is she doing? And Frank's like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. But it's my favorite part because you do discover either great, amazing old tile that's been there for years or, mice, infested mice.
Oh, thousand-year-old mice.
That's lived there forever.
We found, preserved skeletal, remnants of mice that have been in this home for over 100 years. It was amazing.
But don't you need to, day one, don't you have to figure out what the load-bearing walls are and go, that's one I don't want to mess with too much, right? That's
no,
immediate?
Not really.
No?
No, you do. You definitely do.
I am impressed.
And so we'll go in there, and it's
his wife told him that.
Yeah. I was going to say, he did not know what load-bearing really is.
Yeah,
I mean,
first you call me Mrs. Fontaine, and now you're talking load-bearing walls.
Yeah, somebody's been Googling. Yes.
But yes, you do. And there's a way, and that's the easy part. You know, if we can't tell what those are, we'll get our structural engineer in there. So yes, you do have to be careful. And sometimes I've knocked some things down that they wanted to maybe preserve. And,
it happened in a couple episodes. Yeah. That's why you got to reel her in. Calm her down a little bit.
Yeah.
You mentioned the demolition. Part of the fun of watching this show is say the family's going to get a new kitchen. All the cabinets are going to come down. So Sherry comes in. She's a slight woman who packs a mean sledgehammer. And she will give a lot of times the first blow to the owners of the home because it's kind of therapeutic. It's get rid of the old. Let's get the new. And that's kind of an exciting moment watching that on TV. And I like the demolition.
Generally speaking, people do. And in our rule of thumb in our normal business is we try to recycle, preserve, and give back as much as possible. But these are real contracts, real homeowners, real hatred towards existing elements in their home that they want to see gone at any cost. As a matter of fact, they are thrilled to take the sledgehammer out of Sherry's hand and have their way with it. Because it's like you said, it's therapy.
I would never feel brave enough to take a sledgehammer out of your hand, ever.
I warn you. I'd be very careful.
See how I lost this thumbnail? I tried one time.
You're pretty good with the Sawzall, too.
I love it. I've been using tools like this for years. And so to teach people and to have the homeowners really involved and learning from me was really rewarding.
This is her first foray on television, by the way. She's never done TV.
This
radio.
Is it.
This is it.
And I have no secret dream of wanting to be on television. So it wasn't my secret dream. It just kind of happened with us.
Yeah.
But the first shoot we did, my heart was beating so fast. And the sound guy was like, you need to go calm down because I could hear you through the microphone.
He literally came over to me. He's like, are you okay?
And those are the marriage moments where I went to Frank in the bathroom. I'm like, I can't do this. We need to figure it out because I'm not going back out there.
Yeah.
And then I'd say maybe 2 days later, I was like, I'm just going to be myself. People will love me or hate me, but that's all I can do. And then I was fine.
And a little bit of vino.
Sometimes.
It solves everything.
Yeah. Fixed it. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We're talking to Frank Fontana, Sherry Fontana. They're the hosts of FYI's and A&E's Downtown Shabby. You have wrapped the full first season. It's over.
Yep. You can catch the final episode tomorrow on A&E. I believe it's 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock a.m. I think
it's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock a.m. Central. Then whatever around the rest of the world, and they're available online and podcasts and all that. I know you've been watching it on your iPad, right?
I am like completely hooked on the show. But now I want every room of my house updated.
No problem.
No, it is a problem. It's pretty expensive.
It'll take a weekend, right?
Yeah,
get that
easy.
Done in a few days.
Yeah,
no problem.
All right, frankfontana.net is the website. We'll be back with Frank and Sherry Fontana at 720 WGN. It's Bill and Wendy. We're talking with Frank and Sherry Fontana. They are hosts of my new favorite TV show, Downtown Shabby. It's renovation. Was there a certain group of homes you guys were taking in on this first season?
Yeah, this season we were really focusing on old Victorian, at least 100-year-old. And that's what most of them.
But generally speaking, from 1950 and older, we didn't want to do anything new. The unique part of our show, unlike other shows like Fixer Upper or other couple related shows, we run the gamut of design styles. Where a show like, let's just say, Fixer Upper is very one-dimensional. It's shiplap, it's country, it's that kind of rustic chic look. We do that. But we also do mid-century modern. We do contemporary. We do, Moroccan. Whatever the client asks for,
Moroccan?
I've done Moroccan before. Not on this show, but I've done Moroccan before. That was back on my Design and Dime days.
If this car's Moroccan, don't bother knocking. I remember that episode. That was the best.
That was our lead-in.
So
yes.
For season two, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yep.
We're all hoping there's a season two.
Yeah.
How will the show change in season two? Do you know yet, or is that not been decided?
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So Frank will have a new co-host, a new wife, doing the show with him.
I hope that's not the case.
I'm available, Frank.
I'm
pretty handy.
There's a short list for fillings. Sophia Vergara is on the top one.
Oh, my God. That's nice.
Wendy's on the other list.
Yeah. So,
we'll go with Wendy.
I think that's an ouch.
That's a bad.
No, that was good. You're on the top of the list.
But you say you've done all these different styles, and I like to mix. We have an old Victorian home, built in the 1860s. Wow. But I like some modern twist to it too. So you can mix old with new, can't you?
Certainly. I mean,
Do.
You do, but there's an art to it. You can't just stick new stuff in there. You have to pay. Tribute to what exists while making sure it's all cohesive and there's a color balance, a multi-tone wood balance because, a lot of the old wood in the home is oak, stained oak. So, if it's not stained the right color, it could be kind of dated. If it's more of that orangey honey look, people tend to go, ew.
That's my floor.
Yeah. So you hate it, right?
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And that was our biggest challenge is a lot of these homes, we wanted to try to preserve the character as much as possible, but they just were not functioning for today's modern family.
Yeah.
So we had to really, try to preserve character, but also make them work for, a family of five.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Bill, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's additions near me. I live north of here, and there are a couple of people who have put on additions to their homes. Where their homes were built, turn of the century, maybe the 10s, the 20s in there. And then they put on an addition that is a very modern-looking addition, and I think it ruins the look of the house because it's like the house can't decide which era it's in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, honestly, there's a couple reasons for that. That could be budgetary, where they just don't have the capital to continue the exterior look.
Maybe.
Or just poor advisement of the contractor to say, hey, yeah, we'll throw some brick up there. It won't look bad.
Yeah.
We did several additions on the show, and we do them in, our real business. It just takes a little more time. You got to match siding. You have to, find the right plaster people to match. So it's one of those things. So people either go, I don't care. I just need this interior space. The exterior is not a big concern to me. But you're right. I think to me it's an abomination.
Yeah.
and you also, for resale, want to make sure you make it cohesive on the outside as well as on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And part of that is you don't know where to begin. Like, who do you talk to? So you need someone who's going to tell you there are various choices. There was one episode, Bill. This was an old Victorian house, and there were old fireplaces in the bedrooms upstairs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were 100% functioning, but they were definitely there. And there was one in a kid's room, and the wife said, no, I want that out of there. I want it completely rehabbed and modern. And the husband's like, that's part of the charm of the room.
Right.
That was a tough thing to watch in the episode because I know you guys wanted to maintain the integrity of that old home, but if a client wants something different, Don't you have to listen to them?
We do, ultimately. And a lot of times I like to go in there and like analyze the relationship and try to keep the peace. And so I'm like a psychiatrist background. So when I see the tension between the homeowners, I'm always trying to like, okay, let's back up and let's take it step by step. But you're right. Ultimately, we have to do what they want. And sometimes it's tough. You know, we go home at night and say, that fireplace has to stay. And I like can't sleep at night. And then I wake up and think, okay, it's their money. We can only advise them, but in the end, they'll do what they want.
Let's be real. I mean, in that particular episode and in most situations in real life, who ultimately wins?
The wife.
There you go. Simple. It's not.
And that's
the way Jim that?
That's the way it should be. It's better for everybody.
It really is. It really is. We implement that rule at home, don't we, honey?
This is the first I'm hearing of that rule.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely not.
The understanding when, again, the mics are on or the cameras are rolling, but behind
exactly.
Bill was sincere when he said
I
that.
Was sincere. I mean,
you answered very quickly, by the way, Bill.
What about T-beams?
T-beams.
What are those?
I don't know. I know that it's a building term. That's all I know.
I-beams.
Are you for high? T-beams. Are you against
pro
them?
T-beam.
Are you pro T-beam?
In the right situation, I like a good T-beam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of T-beams, we found in...
That's a sentence that's never been said before.
Right. Is there a website for sentences that have never been said before?
Yeah, I'm going to start one.
There you go. Boom.
I am.
We found a giant... It was an Evanston home, and it was an old inn, 5,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Four stories. We found... A giant, I would say at least foot and a half round T-beam.
You did?
From an old industrial building. I don't even know if that's a real term.
Something that you would find in a huge commercial space. Nothing you would find in a home. It was so odd, so out of place, and so hard to remove.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it was. Have you seen this episode yet?
I haven't seen this
one
yet.
Oh, you got to see. It's one of the last. That's why you haven't. It's one of the last episodes.
All right.
And I know we got to go, but it took 10 guys, it weighed
and
over,
a girl.
And a girl.
Yeah.
Over 2,000 pounds to remove this giant beam that was holding up three stories of a brick chimney that was removed.
That's a T-beam, Wendy.
That's a T-beam.
Good question,
now
Bill.
We're talking. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to frankfontana.net, so many great ideas there. I mean, you can make your walls look like fake barnwood, although it's not fake,
and it's
really.
It's real barnwood. Yeah. And, you know, we do, a lot of people ask, do we actually take on clients? Do we actually do the, you know, real jobs outside of the show? Absolutely. Just visit our website, frankfontana.net. Drop us an email, frank@frankfontana.net. We'll come out and take a look at your job.
Very nice.
All right, I'm going to go visit your website because I'd like to make an appointment with both of you.
Do it.
All right, Frank Fontana, you can hear him whenever you want Sunday.
Sundays from 1 to 3 every Sunday.
Sherry, do you have a show yet on the station?
I'm working on it.
She's taking my job.
Okay, go to frankfontana.net and definitely check out Downtown Shabby. You can find it on the FYI Network. Also, A&E is running it. Get caught up because it's a great show, and good luck for season 2.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed.